four CPA mobiles.
That's sheriff's officer behind me there. If you can hear it, let me shut this radio down. He headed back from tennis. Is N0TR at Joey's Fireworks.
This is Uniform Tango Mobile. And all you bad boys lose us today.
I can't tell if that's a sheriff's officer or what. It's a cop, though, I can tell you that. Looks like he might have a bullet hole in the side of his car. Pretty much does, really. Well, Rusty, you was a little scratchy, but give it another try, sir. Let's send your OTR.
Get much of that, Rusty. Sorry. You were more out than in. It was real choppy. But anyway, maybe we'll get to a good spot here in a minute. Yeah, if you wanna know which police officer it is, I mean, county, city, whatever, just go ahead and do something wrong, and he'll let you know in a hurry.
Because you're still out of it a little ways. We'll leave a gap for you. No, he was running 34.716 kilomegahertz or gigahertz, and I knew quite well that he was behind me and then beside of me for quite a ways, because every time he'd track a car, my radar detector would cackle at me.
So that was his radar frequency that you were tracking is... Do you know what radio frequency he's on?
He reads it out directly. Right now it's saying automatic 13.7 volts. And whenever K-band comes up, it'll be 24 point something, Dave, gigahertz. And that's going to be somebody's door opener, you know, like the doors to... Oh, I'm down here by Target and the rest of them. Yeah, off of those. But if it's really a police officer nowadays, he's going to be running up in the 34 to 36 gigahertz range. And this guy was 34.716. So I'm quite sure it was a police officer.
Hey, can you make it back in? We'll keep listening for you. What kind of scanner do you have that can scan all that?
It's an escort radar detector, Dave. I've had this one many years, but it's still very, very effective. It's a passport, they call it, but it's by escort. They make them... Now with built-in cameras and recording devices and that, like you got on your vehicle, but it cackles differently at different radars. I enjoy it. I don't speed very often, but I use it because I used to run electronic countermeasures. It was one of the instruments I run in the Navy, and so I know all of those frequencies, and still do on a lot of the air-to-air aircraft and air-to-ground and that, but this doesn't pick those up. Well, it would if they're in that frequency range, but it's doubtful. But it's really good, and it's not like the old Fuzzbusters by any means. It's a totally... different, you know, surface mount technology type detectors, and they really are great. There's another good one called a Valentine, but Escort's the best in my estimation.
I'm glad we got your expertise on that. You give them 5 stars on the customer rating scale. Yeah, everybody wants five stars. But anyway, I broke a tennis racket last night. I didn't realize it was had a little crack in it, but I knew I had chipped some paint or material, whatever it is, in one place, but it wasn't a bad chip. It was, you know, it was just missing a little tiny section about half the size of your little fingernail. And I hit a ball last night, it made a funny noise, and the next thing I know, I looked and it was broken all the way in two. All right, I'm going to place an order here. I'll be back in a second. KB4CPA.
But you know, man, sorry to hear that. That's an expensive racket, I'm sure, as much as you play. WQT in there, OTR. Are you back in there, Rusty? OTR. QRX, as it would say on HF. Standing by.
OTR, KO4ZEW.
A lot better signal now, buddy.
Station now, and I was mobile earlier, and when I get into some of these hills and neighborhoods in Simpsonville, I can lose the repeater, and until they get those antennas reoriented, it's just going to be that way. But yeah, I just wanted to get back to you and let you know that I'm still alive.
But signal, Ben. And I got my Tdap shot, and I got my pneumococcal pneumonia shot. One in each arm.
My pneumonia series this winter. I just turned 50, so they nailed me with that one.
Go down and get your colonoscopy, because that's one of the most important things you'll ever do in your life.
47 years old, they're recommending it for 45 and above instead of 50 and above. And so I did have it done 2-3 years ago. Couple of polyp removals, nothing scary. And they said, see you in 5 years.
Smart man, Ben. I'll tell you what, my sister had that, and we watched her die slowly, and you just starved to death, basically. Or not basically, you just starved to death. And the pain is just beyond your wildest dreams. Horrible way to go. And that test anymore doesn't amount to anything. They knock you out, of course. And they missed a polyp on her. And it was a pretty poor doctor, and I told her it was when she went to him for that. But she went anyways, and he missed one, and within a few months, she had colon cancer.
I absolutely cannot imagine how bad that would be. I mean, it's as sensitive of an area as your abdomen is, and then inside, I mean, how bad it can hurt if you just get real bad gas, but I can't imagine if you had something eating away at you. And then, like you said, you starve to death because you can't digest your food and get the nutrients. Again, something that's, for the most part, preventable. Not always, but for the most part, preventable. So, you know, we all do what we can, but sometimes it's not up to us.
Much, and I won't go into details, but when that closes off completely, the food you eat does not go down. It comes back up, and it's not a pretty sight. And the pain, I asked the doctor, I said, how's the pain level going to be? And she said, it will increase. And that was an understatement, Ben. But at any rate, let me get on a brighter subject. I'm glad you got that checked. All of our children have gotten it checked because they're getting older now. Well, I'll probably have a sore arm and maybe a headache or something from that. I don't know. My wife reacts to inoculations worse than I do. And then we'll get our flu shot about the end of next month. And they asked if I wanted that too, and I said, no, not right now. And they got a database there at Publix. They can reach out and see what you need. And I didn't want to have to drive all the way across town and go back to the VA and go through all of that again. And like I said, that nurse says, you need that, but she forgot to tell them to give it to me. So I got it now. I like to keep up on that stuff. Well, being I'm about home, and so I'll catch you down the line. Nice to hear you. Your signal's perfect. 73's been. This is N0TR. Clear with your final.
I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Yeah, I'm going to jump off, get something done, and this is KO4ZEW. I'll be clear.
Didn't know if you got back or not, but 73's to you, and good to hear you. Catch you down the line. This is N0TR. Clear.
KO4GOD monitoring.